White House Knocks Washington Post Religious Scholar Terrorist Obituary. By Charlie Spiering on October 28, 2019. The White House on Monday knocked the Washington Post obituary for founder of the Islamic State terrorist organization Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi after he was killed during a United States raid on Saturday. Despite what the Washington Post wants you to think, this was not some religious leader, a religious scholar. This was a terrorist, a disgusting man with a record of death and viciousness and destruction. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said in a Fox News interview on Monday. The Washington Post turned widespread mockery for describing al-Baghdadi as an austere religious scholar in their obituary before they changed it. Gidley reminded viewers that ISIS and al-Baghdadi burned people alive in cages and beheaded innocent people and put the graphic videos online. He also spoke specifically about Kayla Mueller, the American woman who was forced into marriage to al-Baghdadi, who repeatedly raped and tortured her before eventually killing her. She was a Christian missionary on the ground there professing the Bible and Christ, and because she refused to denounce her religion, she was killed for it, Gidley said. White House officials confirmed that the successful mission against al-Baghdadi was named after Mueller. She is a modern-day martyr, and there is a special place for Kayla in heaven and a special place for Baghdadi in hell, he said.